Good Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Bobby Rossi, phone number Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. 44 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 61 today. And then just give you a heads up in case you haven't been paying attention. It's going to start getting cold on Sunday. A high of only 48, low in the 20s. And then Monday, a high of only maybe 38 or 39. Same thing on Tuesday. And Tuesday, we're expected to even get a wintry mix. A low in the mid to low 20s. I know. Hey, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just reporting. Like, oh boy. I want to get into, I do have some stuff to talk about Biden's speech that he gave a little bit last night. But first I want to talk about the confirmation hearings for Pam Bondi and Marco Rubio. Let me start with Marco Rubio. And with cut one, he was talking about the direction of our country. We need to change the direction of our country, particularly as it pertains to China. Let's go ahead and play cut one.
If we stay on the road we're on right now, in less than 10 years, virtually everything that matters to us in life will depend on whether China will allow us to have it or not. Everything from the blood pressure medicine we take to what movies we get to watch and everything in between, we will depend on China for it. They have come to dominate the critical mineral industry supplies throughout the world. Everywhere in the world, they've now established critical mineral rights. Even those who want to see more electric cars, no matter where you make them, those batteries are almost entirely dependent on the ability of the Chinese and the willingness of the Chinese Communist Party to produce it and export it to you. So if we don't change course, we are going to live in a world where much of what matters to us on a daily basis, from our security to our health, will be dependent on whether the Chinese allow us to have it or not. That's an unacceptable outcome.
There you go. Basically saying if we're on the road we're on right now, everything that matters on us matters to us will depend on whether China allows us to have it or not. That's, we actually kind of talked about this yesterday, the supply chain issues, right? How we found during COVID, we as a people, myself included, did not truly understand how much of our supply chain starts in China or is reliant on China until COVID happened and everything shut down. And we're like, well, we need to ramp up production for this and we need to ramp up production for that. And we need more of this. We need more of that. Let's go ahead and build more of it. And then everybody was like, yeah, that comes from China. Yeah, that comes from China too. And no, that comes from China too. Like, we were like, we need some more of this. We need PPE, we need, you know, personal protection equipment. We need more face masks. We need gloves. We need this. And they went, yeah, it all comes from China. All of it? And they're like, yeah, all of it. Like, we need some more silicone chips. Yeah, it comes from China. We need solar panels. It comes from China. We need, wait. I mean, it was just, the world was shut down because China was shut down. And so I'm hoping the Trump administration that has more of an America first mentality, not completely, but at least a little bit more of that, will help close these gaps in the supply chain issue. Because the last 4 years, the Biden administration didn't care. They didn't deal with it. So, you know, we had 4 years of basically put on hold to deal with massive lessons that were learned from COVID. Hopefully the Trump administration comes in and starts doing that. Marco Rubio, he's Secretary of State. There's only so much he can do. He's not working with trade and stuff like this, but maybe there's some things that he's showing. If he's going to be in the cabinet, he's going to be at least having a focus on, we got to make sure we're not so reliant on China to whether we want something. We don't want to rely on whether they're going to allow us to have it or not, which is what it was during COVID. So I like to hear him say that. Other thing with Marco Rubio, he stated he does want to implement Trump's America First agenda, vision, America First vision as Secretary of State. But he did say that he will help forge a new path by placing American interests above all else. Quote, placing our core national interests above all else is not isolationism. It is the common sense realization that a foreign policy centered on our national interest is not some outdated relic. The post-war global order is not just obsolete. It is now being a weapon being used against us. Yeah. In fact, I have some thoughts about isolationism and Marco Rubio right after Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated, your full-service auto shop and tire dealer. Downtown Pensacola, Gregory and Balin. Put your trust in Tire Trust. No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm not seeing any delays to delay your way in this morning. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
So Marco Rubio saying, let me back up. A lot of Republicans I talk to truly do not understand this Trump administration. This Trump administration is going to be different than the last administration in some ways. In other ways, they will not be. One of those areas is that Trump himself is indeed more of an isolationist. And when I say isolationist, I mean, I'm talking about a lot of foreign affairs. I do not mean this America First thing means America only. He's not America only, but especially when it comes to wars and military actions, he's not a strength by show strength by a strong offensive or show strength by a preemptive strike. He's definitely more of a, well, you know what? It's your guys' problem. And we're going to, so we're not going to get involved. Marco Rubio, the nominee for Secretary of State, is not that way. Marco Rubio is a hawk. And so I thought it was interesting that I think Marco Rubio fits very well for Secretary of State, yet understanding he actually has a very different foreign policy mentality than what the president has. So him even bringing up the word isolationism, I thought was interesting. But he's pointing out here that we're talking about foreign relations, that we have to focus on our core national interest. So that's a whole different thing. Focusing on our core national interest is not isolationism. Democrat Senator Brian Schatz, who served with Marco Rubio on the Foreign Relations Committee, says that, quote, I think Marco is a hawk, as I've stated he is, but he's also an internationalist. And I think the challenge for him will be to maintain the long bipartisan tradition of America being indispensable in world affairs. And there are people in the Trump world who want us to run away from being the leaders of the free world, and I'm hoping Marco's instincts towards America's strength will win the day. It'll be interesting balance to see what happens, because as I stated, yes, Trump and many of the people in the Trump circle don't want us to be so involved with international affairs. Marco Rubio feels like it's critical for American security. I've had these conversations with him. It's been many years ago, but we've had these conversations because I'm more of an isolationist, and he and I would have these little debates off air when I used to do a lot more interviews and a lot more elbow rubbing with people like that. And he's definitely more of a hawk in his foreign affairs approach. So it'd be interesting to see that balanced. Now, Pam Bondi, she also had her confirmation hearing yesterday, and she made a couple of promises. There will never be an enemies list within the Department of Justice. Ooh. Basically, she's talking about ending the weaponization of the Department of Justice that we've seen under the last two Democratic presidents, where it's seemingly all of a sudden Republicans get targeted or conservative groups get targeted for a variety of different things. So Senate Democrats, during the hearing voiced their fears that political attacks from the agency may reach new heights in the Trump's administration because they're afraid of payback, right? That's what it comes down to. The Trump administration didn't do that the first 4 years, even though the Obama administration did it for all 8 years, and even though Biden's administration did it. But Pam Bondi says, quote, "I am not going to answer hypotheticals. No one has been prejudged or not. No one will be prejudged if I am confirmed." Then you have Senator Hirono, which we played her audio clip yesterday, if you remember, because she basically accused Pete Hegseth of trying to invade Greenland. And when he says, "Well, I'm not going to answer that question," she says, "Well, it sounds like to me you're planning on doing it then." So Hirono said this, quote, "You have an incoming president who said, I have the absolute right to do what I want to with the Justice Department. And in fact, President-elect Trump considers the DOJ to be his law firm." Bondi replied that the whole problem with weaponization is that we have seen the last 4 years and what's been happening to Donald Trump. They targeted Donald Trump. They went after him. Actually, starting back in 2006, they targeted his campaign. This will not be the case if I am Attorney General. I will not politicize that office. I will not target people simply because of their political affiliation. Justice will be administered even-handedly throughout this country. We've got to move forward or we're going to lose the country. Now, very, you know, clean, nice, clean answer for Pam Bondi. But at one point, she kind of pushed back against Senator Hirono, and I thought this was a highlight here. Let's play cut two. Pam Bondi against Senator Hirono from Hawaii.
Senator Hirono, I wish you had met with me. Had you met with me, we could have discussed many things and gotten to know.
I am listening to you now. Could you respond to the question?
Yeah, you were the only one who refused to meet with me, Senator. But what we would have discussed is that it is the job of the Attorney General to
follow the law. I'm very happy to listen to your responses under...
She was trying to give the responses, and Hirono still doesn't listen. She still doesn't listen. So... that was, but I thought that was key for Pam Bondi to show how strong she is. As Hirono keeps asking her questions, she finally just says, "I wish you'd met with me. You're the only one who, quote, refused to meet with me," end quote. Nice. Call her out for her hypocrisy and her grandstanding, because that's clearly all that Miss Hirono did yesterday was grandstand about the Greenland stuff, and it's clearly what she was trying to do, or 2 days ago, and it's what she's doing again yesterday with the Pam Bondi hearing. She's asking her questions to gaslight. Didn't I say yesterday Senator Hirono is just trying to gaslight? That's exactly what she's doing here. This proves it. She's not interested in answers. She's not interested in truth. She's not interested in actually trying to find out anything. She didn't even want to meet with Pam Bondi. She refused to meet with Pam Bondi. And then she comes on here and she asks these questions that were meant to trigger and to gaslight. It reminds me of that line in Tombstone with Doc Holliday. When at first he meets the individual and he goes, "I think I don't like him." And then as they continue on, he goes, "Now I know I really hate him." That's how I feel about Senator Hirono. The last 2 days of these hearings, it's like, "I don't think I like her." And now after this, it's like, "Yeah, now I know I don't like her." All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. When we come back here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, I do want to bring up a little bit about Biden's speech. I ain't going to lie. I did not watch it. Why would I want to watch that drivel? But I do have some things to bring up. We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back local. I'm bringing new ideas along with fresh, conservative leadership right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress.
Hey, if you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, or you just need to make some changes to your Medicare coverage, look, I know that it's a little bit apprehensive. It's a little bit weird. People have probably been calling you or sending you letters, maybe emails, trying to persuade you that this is some big thing. It's really not. Just call somebody you can trust. Ricky Stewart, a longtime friend of mine. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one part that she does is she helps people get transitioned over onto Medicare and answer your questions about supplement and Advantage and, you know, what is Medicaid? Does it apply to me? Great questions. Ask her. She knows how to handle prescription drugs, all of that stuff. She's great at it. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Ladies, do you want to feel more connected to our community? Consider joining Impact 100 Pensacola Bay Area, a woman's philanthropic group that has awarded 165 grants totaling more than $17 million in our community. Connect with other women and increase your area impact. Membership deadline is March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit Impact100Pensacola.org.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There's just something about him.
Something around the house. I don't know. Reminds me of me. No. I'm sure of it. I hate him.
Okay, there you go. That was the clip. I couldn't remember. It's just something about it. Senator Hirono a couple of days ago, I was like, I don't think I like this lady. And then after yesterday's question with Pam Bondi, and then when you discover that she avoided even meeting with Pam Bondi, then it's like, yep, now I know. I hate her. It feels like Doc Holliday all over. Yeah, I got a text here. Says, yes, dude, Hirono is terrible. I don't know how she's still the Hawaii senator. Oh, it reminds me of Hank Johnson, the congressman from Georgia. He's the one that said he was afraid that if we added more troops to Guam, that would cause the island to be unbalanced and it could possibly flip over.
What? Somebody actually said that?
Yeah, Hank Johnson, congressman from, and then that wasn't it. Like, that was years and years and years ago. He was still reelected, and he has a plethora of things like that he has said, where you're just like, are you joking? Are you making a mock of Congress, or are you just not a smart person? And I've said before, like, if I lived in his district, I would literally just run clips like that and be like, don't vote for that, vote for me. Like, exactly. I wouldn't even have anything. I'd just be like, you sure you want to reelect that? I'm just saying,
Guam's gonna flip. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's a hilarious clip. President Biden, speaking of hilarious clips, oh, actually, I don't have time for it. And you know what? I didn't watch the speech. I just read highlights of it, and it's what I thought it was going to be. A bunch of propaganda. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Well, Bobby, California fire crews say they are making progress in Los Angeles. Those winds died down a little bit yesterday. The red flag warnings did expire for a lot of the area, and the EPA is going to begin clearing debris from some of the burnt out neighborhoods starting today. Of course, as it's been mentioned a few times here, Israel has delayed that cabinet vote on the ceasefire deal with Hamas after claiming the Palestinian group is reneging on parts of the agreement. A ceasefire and hostage deal had been agreed to as of last night, but today the Israeli Prime Minister's office releasing a statement. They say Hamas has, quote, created a last-minute crisis that is preventing an agreement.
Man, there you go. Well, this is like the third time we've had a ceasefire that we're like, hey, it looks like it's over, and then it fizzles out. So not a big surprise to me right there. We'll have to see if things change next week.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas is in limbo. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his cabinet will not vote on it today.
He's accusing Hamas of reneging on parts of the agreement, and he won't convene the cabinet until Hamas backs down. A senior Hamas official insists the group is committed to the agreement announced yesterday. The first phase would see an initial six-week halt to the fighting and 33 hostages granted their freedom. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There's an Armed Forces Commander-in-Chief farewell ceremony for President Biden today. He addressed the nation from the White House maybe for the last time last night.
I'm so proud of how much we've accomplished together for the American people. And I wish the incoming administration success because I want America to succeed.
He addresses the U.S. Conference of Mayors tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It's 45 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Well, we are learning the big breaking news this morning that ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas will not be voted on today. Israeli officials say the Palestinian group has reneged on parts of that agreement. Now, when news of that deal first broke last night, a Jewish leader in Florida had some criticisms of the deal, calling it imperfect.
Do we still need to be extremely diligent in disarming and dismantling Hamas and Hezbollah and preventing Iran from getting a nuke? Yes.
That's Greater Miami Jewish Federation Director Josh Sales. Today, of course, the Israeli Prime Minister's office releasing their statement. They say Hamas has, quote, created a last-minute crisis preventing an agreement. Now, Escambia District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger is pre-filed to run in 2026 for re-election. Hoffberger says she intends to continue working on some of the big projects on her agenda, such as improving the Pensacola Bay Center, potentially building an indoor sports facility on the north side of the county, and a long-discussed conference center in Pensacola. Two people now facing charges for a murder in Ferry Pass. Back in September of last year, 27-year-old Derek Stewart and 21-year-old Desiree McCants. They were booked into the Escambia County Jail on murder charges yesterday. The shooting happened September 20th on County Walk Drive. A man was found dead in a front yard. That person was identified by family members as Larry Spires III. The State Department of Education giving Warrington Preparatory Academy one more year to improve their school grade yesterday. The school earned a D for the last year. It was in its final year of a state-mandated turnaround plan. It could have faced closure. Escambia School District Superintendent Keith Leonard says the district is prepared to work with Charter Schools USA to make more improvements at the school.
I think there would have to be some, I think I used the word, to intensify. We need to make certain that from a school district we're providing resources. Renaissance Charter, Charter Schools USA, Warrington Prep, and their staff members. If there was a time to come together and be in a partnership, it is now.
And Leonard says that while the school's grades did not improve in that last report, he has seen positive things since Charter Schools USA took over a couple years ago. Charter Schools USA Superintendent Dr. Eddie Ruiz said he believes that they could be at a B grade by the end of this coming school year. Officials are looking for a vehicle that was involved in a property damage incident at the Tiger Point Sports Association complex in Santa Rosa County last week. That happened in the early morning hours, January 8th. Videos of a suspect vehicle have been posted online. You can take a look at those. They're on Facebook at either the Tiger Point Sports or the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office Facebook pages. The vehicle does appear to be a dark-colored pickup truck. And if you have any information about the vehicle or who is driving it, contact the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Just one accident to let you know about right now, but it's off to the side of the road, but we're starting to see some delays if you're on I-10 westbound right around the Beulah area, the Beulah exit. It's off to the side of the road, but everything's going to the left lane, so make sure you get over into the left lane with that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Plenty of sunshine today with a temperature near 60 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 40 degrees. For Friday, nice, mostly sunny skies, high near 64. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Early Saturday morning, showers and thunderstorms start to move in. 66 degrees for that high, high rain chances throughout the day. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it's 45 in Pensacola, 44 in Gulf Breeze, 44 in Milton. Your next news is at 7. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Wall Street will learn more insight into the state of the economy this morning. The December retail sales report is expected to show a 0.5% increase, which is down from the 0.7% rise the previous month, according to a Dow Jones consensus estimate. Weekly jobless claims are also due. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The 2025 Toyota Camry moves ahead with a new look and new powertrain. The new hybrid model starts at roughly $44,500. The Premium Plus package can also include a slew of safety features, including a JLB audio system, ventilated front seats, and more for just over $4,000. Post-Gazette reports that drivers like the more powerful hybrid setup, impressive fuel efficiency, and pleasant interior upgrades. The government has clawed back more than $31 million in Social Security payments that were improperly sent to dead people. Futures are mixed ahead of more inflation data. That's Your Money Now.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
So a couple of years ago, my wife and I were thinking about buying a Honda Odyssey, and we had about 6 months we figured left on the main gasket, head gasket for our Grand Caravan, and we just wanted to test drive an Odyssey to make sure it's what we wanted. Nobody had one. It just was the wrong age for the pre-owned certifieds, and it just was a whole mess. We couldn't find one to test drive, but we knew we wanted to make sure what we were going to buy eventually. Well, Frontier had one, and we test drove it, and we loved it. And they said, do you want to look at a price? And we didn't want to be rude and say no. So we looked at the price. And we're like, oh, that's a pretty good price. Can you come down a little bit? And they said, yes. We said, well, can you give us a day? And they said, yes. We said, can you come down a little bit more? And they said, yes. And we said, well, can we buy it? And they said, yes. I mean, it was that easy. And we wound up buying a one-year-old car with about 12,000 miles on it that had come back from an auction in Orlando because the dealership there couldn't sell it for whatever reason. And we got a great deal on an outstanding car that we have loved ever since. And we didn't go to buy a car. We just went to look at it, and we couldn't say no once we saw what they had. That's how easy it is to find good quality cars at Frontier Motors. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income Financial security is about more than investments. Robert's Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Robert's Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We were talking about Senator Hirono from Hawaii and how she's just clearly, her intention with these Senate hearings is just a gaslight. She is not sincere. She's not, and Pam Bondi basically called her out on it in her hearing yesterday when she said, look, you're the only one who refused to meet with me. And I could have answered a lot of your questions if you met with me, but you refused to meet with me. She did, because she doesn't want her answer. She wants to gaslight. And so somebody had texted, like, how do people like this keep being reelected? And I got a text here. Hirono and others like that are the result of, quote, vote blue, no matter who, lunacy. Well, gotta remember, it's not just a vote blue, no matter who. It's also vote red, no matter who. You got them both. Like, they're both ways. Believe me, there's some reds out there. Look, I'm just gonna say it. All right, Representative Matt Gaetz was indicted for a slew of things and destroyed his opponent in the primary, who was, by the way, very conservative. The last 2 years, he's gone against conservatives in the primary, and he destroys them. While he's indicted for a plethora of things. Now, I've always said, and you know, innocent until proven guilty, right? But the fact that he could still easily coast through, like nobody questioned it, like maybe he might have did some of this stuff. Nobody questioned that. Come on, it's not just a vote red only; it's a vote blue only. There's a lot of vote reds only people. We continue to. That's why I'm 1,000% about term limits, because for whatever reason, it's one thing if you want to elect red. I get it, but make a change during the primary. Then if you want to vote blue, fine, just make a change during the primary. Are you seriously trying to tell me that the people in the borough in New York City love AOC so much that they keep reelecting her in landslides? They just love her so much. She represents them so much. Come on. Incumbents have a 90-something percent reelection rate. It's because people do not pay attention to politics. And so the best way to continue to have like some fluidness and maybe help people pay attention is if we have new blood every few years, right? In fact, I had somebody call, a friend of mine called me up. He actually lives over in the Space Coast area. He was like so upset over some of the partisan bickering that's going on, and was just like, sometimes it feels like they're making bills because they know the opponent will vote against it, and they want to be able to just call them, and they throw something in the bill, some random thing. So this bill could be about, you know, it could be about prison reform or something like this. Or no, they'll do something solid, right? They'll do some sort of solid bill. Maybe it's about helping farmers or something like this. But they know they probably can't get a lot of urban congressmen to vote for it. So they're going to throw something in there like about rights for nonviolent offenders or something in prison. And then when they know that these senators or congressmen are going to vote against it, then they can go, they voted against this bill that would have freed thousands and thousands of nonviolent offenders. Even though that's not what the bill was about. But they totally did that just to so they could throw somebody under the bus when they vote no on it. And he was like, so he was upset by this. He goes, what can we do? I said, term limits. That's what you can do. Because as long as we don't have term limits, the different members of the Congress, both Democrat and Republican, are beholden to the congressional leaders. And so they'll go, hey, I kind of like this bill. And then all of a sudden, Speaker of the House or the Senate Minority Leader or whatever it might be, the leader will go to him and go, no, you got to vote no on this. If you don't vote no, we're going to pull you off this committee, which is going to cost you $25,000. It's going to cost you this influence. It's going to cost you that influence. So you got to vote no on that, or we're going to pull your committee assignment. And they're like, okay, I don't matter that much then. I'll vote, I don't care about it that much. I'll go ahead and vote no on it then. Until you get term limits where people can go, I'm out of office next year anyway. Until you can get term limits to where they can go, I'm out of office anyway. I'm going to vote my conscience. Rant over. Sorry about that one. Matt Gaetz and MTG make me embarrassed to be a Republican. I get that from a lot of Republican friends of mine. Another text here. That's how Barry got reelected. People just saw the rep next to his name, even though Robertson was far more shared our values in District 5. Oh, yeah. You just see it over in all levels, on all levels. Absolutely. Governor DeSantis says that he will have a selection for Marco Rubio's replacement before Monday. So just give you a heads up right there. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with that accident that happened at I-10 westbound, right around the Beulah exit. If you're headed that way, make sure you get over into the left-hand lane. Just seeing some small delays, but it's still causing an issue. Again, get in the left-hand lane. They've got it off to the side of the road, and they're trying to move that out of the way. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So I did not watch President Biden's farewell speech last night. I mean, what mama say? If you ain't got nothing nice to say? Whatever. I didn't want to see the puppet in chief talking, okay?
Right.
I didn't want to see the puppeteer just moving his hand and seeing Biden's mouth move. I didn't need to see that. I had zero interest. Do you really think that President Biden has any clue of what's happened over the past 4 years? Does he have any idea what's happened the past 4 years? So he can get up there and go like, we did this, we did that, we did this, we did this. And it's like, you don't even know. You don't even know. And so come on. It's like they gave him some special pills so he could be lucid for about 20 minutes in order to read the speech that his puppet masters have written for him. It's just like, good grief. But there were some highlights, okay? There were some highlights. At one point, he talked about how oligarchy is taking shape in America. Extreme wealth, power, influence literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic freedoms and rights, and blah, blah, blah. So we got to, I'm like, whoa, okay. So what did you do the last 4 years to reduce the spread of wealth that's happened? What have you done in the last, forget about it. Once again, puppeteer. Then you've got him talking about climate change, saying that that's an existential threat. We're seeing that with the wildfires, blah, blah, blah. Once again, he pushed green energy so hard that it cost a lot of things initially in his first couple of years of his presidency, really one of the things that hurt the economy. And now he's like, we should have went back to that. I don't know. And then this one caught me. He talked about dark money. That we got to get dark money out of politics. Well, I think a lot of people would agree with that, right? We've got to get dark money out of politics. Specifically, he stated, we must lead the world in development of AI. He goes, we don't need to be given tax cuts to billionaires. We need to get dark money. That's the hidden funding behind too many campaign contributions. You need to get it out of politics. We need to enact an 18-year term limit for the strongest ethics reforms for the Supreme Court. We need to ban members of Congress from trading stock while they're in Congress. We talked about that yesterday. And things like this. So it caught me, the one he even brought up dark money, the hidden money behind campaigns. You know what happened a week ago? He was giving away presidential medals of freedom. Do you know who one of those individuals was that he gave a presidential medal of freedom to? An individual named George Soros. You can just Google George Soros, dark money, and your internet will shut down on you. It's Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew here. Frivolous topic coming up in 2 hours. 2 hours? Yeah, 2 hours from now. We'll have the frivolous topic. Let me give you a little preview what it's going to be about. I saw this article. 23% of Americans say breakfast is their favorite meal of the day. Almost one out of four. But 10% said that they scarf down their breakfast in less than 5 minutes. Is wolf it down. I'm actually not much of a breakfast eater. I eat breakfast foods, but I eat them during the, like, later in the day, or I eat them at night. I don't eat breakfast very often. I drink energy drinks a lot in the morning. So the frivolous topic, though, just get your thinking caps on, will be, what's better, sweets or salties for breakfast? So that'll be our thing right there. Another health-related stories. I don't have time to delve into these just yet. Well, I'm going to come back, actually. I want to get in some health stories when we come back. So let's go ahead and get a quick break. We'll come back here, talk about some health stories next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew as he's on vacation. He'll be back next week. I forgot who's supposed to come in tomorrow. I'm only here. It's John Hutchison. Okay,
yes.
John's going to be in tomorrow. Excellent. It's about 44 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 61. We've got 60s the next few days. And then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, freezing cold. There is one of the things that'll be interesting to see over the next 4 years is the way things might change as it pertains to health. As you know, if you follow the Trump campaign, he recruited RFK Jr. towards the end of his campaign, RFK Jr. And he supposedly agreed on how they want to address health in the nation. There's a plethora of food additives that we have in America that are banned in Europe, supposedly for health reasons. There's a bunch of other health things too. And so RFK Jr., Trump, you know, Trump has the MAGA, RFK Jr. and Trump started the MAHA, Make America Healthy Again campaign. And RFK Jr. has been vowing that he's going to be doing a lot of things. Well, before he's even gotten into position, before the Trump's even been inaugurated, the Biden administration's already been starting to make some moves. The FDA today went ahead and banned, or yesterday, went ahead and banned red dye number 3 from foods. That's 35 years after it was barred from cosmetics because of cancer risk. So you couldn't put it on your face anymore, but you could ingest it. Yeah, that seems that's a long time for that to have waited. Most of the time, apparently, it's in oral medicines like cough syrups. Okay, now I get it. You know, when you ever see those warnings on the prescription drug commercials? It's like, take this. It can help clear your skin up. And then it goes through all the list of possible side effects. It's like, possible side effects includes extreme fatigue. You could have night sweats. Possible explosive bowel movements. Heart attack. And death. And you're like, wait, why does it keep getting worse? And so, yeah, red dye number 3. Yeah, take the cough medicine. It could cure your cough. Possible side effects include cancer. So, oh well. The other one, other health bit of news, nutrition labels may be moved to the front of packages. Oh, this, I got it. This makes me nauseous because it's just stupid. Go ahead, John.
Oh, yeah. Let's do traffic on the fives real quick. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. And I can't wait for this discussion.
Yeah.
Because those,
food labels to the front of the package. So,
no.
Let me ask you this. If you're in the grocery store and you're looking for some food and then you see, some Oreos and you're like, ooh, I have an impulse buy right now. I'm going to buy me this bag of Oreos. And then right next to it is Doritos. I'm going to get me some Doritos. I'm going to get me some Oreos because they look really good right now. And I'm going to eat them at the same time. And then you look at them and then on the front of the package, it says it's got 5,000 calories. Are you going to go, never mind.
Right.
Come on. Like, the people who care about nutrition labels, they have strong enough shoulder muscles and biceps to grab the product and turn it around. Let me repeat this. I know it's very hard to understand. People who care about nutrition labels usually have enough muscle mass to reach out and grasp the product and turn it around and read it. I know this is mind-boggling for the FDA to understand. Apparently, they believe that having nutrition labels on the front of things will somehow prevent people from purchasing them and becoming obese. Okay. That's bothersome. In other news, there's a crappy story here for you. Highly organized thieves in England, in the UK, have stolen over 10,000 pounds of porta potties.
What?
That was a crappy story.
You're right.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Porta potties?
They've stole over 10,000 pounds worth of porta potties overnight. It was like 13 of them. And apparently they were set up for a festival of some sort in Glastonbury. And overnight, these highly organized thieves stole them. What are you going to do with the porta potties?
That's what I was about to ask. Maybe they have bidets in them or something and they just want the copper out of it.
Fancy porta potties. Yeah. I'm going to take this, put it in my backyard.
There we go.
Be amazing. Yeah. It's probably some sort of competitor, you know, like, oh, we didn't get the contract for the porta potties. Fine, let's go and just take theirs. I know that's a very odd story. Another odd story here for you. There is a generation. So I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I saw a meme of somebody just saying, everyone, please stop calling my phone. I don't use it for that reason. You know, think about it. Everybody stop calling my phone. I don't use it for that reason. That's true. A lot of people. I saw this story. Generation Z would rather text a coworker even if they're sitting right next to them in the cubicle.